You're not going to be able to read the rest of them. Aren't they fun?
We're releasing a gas. I had no idea.
Go figure.
In the Pop Rocks.
And what was the legend? See if you're up on your little...
That if you ate Pop Rocks and drank Coke, your head would explode.
God.
That's what they said.
No, your stomach would explode, not your head. Well, your stomach.
Somewhere in between, you would explode.
Your head would explode.
I thought it was your head was going to fall off.
No, these
maybe
are very fun.
Maybe in your part of the country, it was your stomach.
But, yeah,
in
it was
my
Mikey.
Part of the country.
Remember Mikey drank the
Coke?
Oh,
that's right. That's right.
All right. So I want to tell you a little bit about the science of Pop Rocks and how the whole thing works and how they're made, because that's kind of cool. It's actually a physical reaction. So you see, all of a sudden we're excited, and then I bring in the science, and we kill the whole thing.
Because
right?
You don't need saliva, and you don't need heat, which
no,
I always thought you
not
had.
At all. No. In fact, what they do is they melt sugar and lactose, you know, that milk sugar and the flavorings and everything, and they get it boiling, and then they pump carbon dioxide gas into these.
Oh,
bingo. Oh. And then when they cool, the whole thing shatters, and that's what makes Pop Rock. That's what makes Pop Rock. So when you bite onto these here, so when you do this, you're actually releasing
carbon dioxide.
600 pounds per square inch. That's what that, yeah, fun. All right, just to prove that, watch this. See a little bowl that's over here?
Yeah.
You don't even have to have them in your mouth.
Really?
You don't have to have saliva at all. So yeah, put them inside here like this.
You can just crush them.
Yeah. So watch
really?
Them. See them inside there like this?
Yeah.
Now watch. We'll just kind of grind them up. Listen.
Oh,
hear them exploding?
Heaven's sakes.
Yeah, see? See, they're just exploding.
No, so they had
it
to be in your mouth or they
not
had to be in the liquid. Look at that.
Not at all. So all you're doing is releasing those little tiny pockets of carbon dioxide, and there you have it. But now in the water, it's melting. So here, watch this. Hold on to the Petri dish.
Okay. All right.
All right, a little bit of water inside here. So all kind of cool experiments for the kids to try for a little science fair project, and we found a couple of them along the way. Listen to this. Listen to when they're coming.
Put on the microphone here.
Hey, that little, those are just little...
It's like bacon frying.
You got it, you got it. So that's the Pop Rocks, the carbon dioxide kind of coming out. So we need to at least find out if the myth is true, okay?
Okay.
So here's how we're going to do this. You're going to drink this can of pop real fast, and then you're going to just slam like three or four... No, I won't do that to you. Here's how we're going to do it. I have a balloon, and we're going to put Pop Rocks in the balloon. So dump the rest of your Pop Rocks in there. Got it? So the Pop Rocks go into the balloon like this. Got it? All right, so now... No, that's for you for later. Here's the pop here. Ready?
Oh,
all right,
pop.
So here you go. So open this up. Got it?
All right.
Nice. Now this
can
could be
really
a huge explosion, right? So
it
now watch
be,
this.
Right?
Yeah, so here, watch this. This kind of stretches over the top like that.
Right.
And now when you're ready to release, we just got to tip it up. Watch, this is going to be a massive explosion. Here we go.
Whoa!
There's
whoa.
No massive explosion
massive.
At all.
Not so massive after all.
So there's no, it's not making carbon dioxide. You're just releasing the little bit of carbon dioxide that was in there. Remember our Mentos experiment? They would shoot all
everywhere.
Over the place, right?
Yes.
But this here is nothing. So are you going to explode by eating Pop Rocks?
No,
the answer is not. Is not, that's for sure. What
we
you would
seconds.
See, of
do
course,
one more.
Is you would see the carbon dioxide this way. So if the kids want to use the same technique, you just use a little bit of the vinegar inside here.
All
so here comes the vinegar, and now we need to put some baking soda inside here.
A whole spoon.
Why not? You know, why? No, not like that.
Oh,
like
in
here.
Oh.
There you go. Keep going. Give me another scoop. Ready?
Let's do one more.
There you go. Nice job.
All right.
And so now this goes here. It's not a mess on today's show, is it? All right. So you ready? So this kind of gets covered. And so now if it was a physical reaction or a chemical reaction, it'd be something like this. If I were you, I'd save the code, all right?